All right, don't want to waste any time. What y'all are about to hear was recorded on Saturday. Wait, was it Saturday? Yeah, it was recorded on Saturday, so obviously Game 7 had not been played yet. Game 7 has just concluded, so what you're going to hear me speak about is just kind of Game 6 and then thoughts going into Game 7, which I understand now is irrelevant, so fuck it. I was going to put the episode out in the morning, but I was busy, and then I was going to do it before the game, like when I got off work, but like the game is about to start, it's about to be obsolete. But fuck it, I'm still putting the episode out. You're about to listen to it, but yeah, hey, it's not as timely. Well, parts of, I mean, I only talked about basketball for maybe 6 7 minutes in this episode, but it's kind of a double-edged sword, just kind of is what it is whenever speaking about games when they're playing them so close together so often, which is why it's so difficult to do with the NBA. The NFL, I mean, you got a whole fucking week, but whatever, regardless. Anyway, Heat made it to the finals, Heat versus Nuggets. I'm not going to talk about it right now because we're going to talk about it. I'm sure we have so many days coming up, and we have a plan. We have a plan to have a, like a, well, I guess I haven't told you yet, but we have a surprise this week, possibly. Hopefully, potentially. Anyways, fuck it. Here's the episode. So I've been craving chocolate recently. Really been wanting some M&Ms to be specific. But I remembered M&Ms hate men. And it's really, really hard actually, like trying to live your beliefs. Put it that way. It's tough. It's kind of like what they're doing with Bud Light. Apparently it's over for them for some ad that people are pretty upset about. And then somehow I think that crossed into Target. I'm not sure what happened. Something's going on with Target. All I know is a bunch of people that, well, people that look like me are supposed to not like, but a bunch of those people were, pretty good people. I mean, everybody has their flaws, but whatever. Oh, damn, there I go again. Anyway, there's a lot more of them than there are us, and that's something that we should probably talk about. I'm not gonna get off track. Target, Bud Light. I think I even saw something about Harley Davidson. Like, the whites love these things. I went to college. They love Bud Light. They love fucking Target, Target. They feel nice saying Target. Well, no, actually they don't. That's the crossover population. But it's power of the dollar. I'm not gonna go there. I'm not gonna go there. I'm just saying the power of a dollar, like Bud Light, if I'm remembering correctly, like they're buying back their own beer and reselling it for like it's like 30 cents a can or some shit. Like I'm looking at the price and I'm like, damn, like shit, that's a hell of a deal. I ain't gonna lie to you. And same thing with the fucking M&Ms. I love them. I mean, I used to fucking hate the peanut M&Ms, and just as I got older, my taste buds changed, and I fell in love with them shits recently. And it's rough. I always liked this, just the plain chocolate, obviously. Now they got all these fucking new ones, like the fucking cookie, some crunch top. Man, I love, man. It hurts not being able to eat M&Ms. Honestly. Oh yeah, I was about to say, I don't even remember the reason. Yeah, no, it's because they're doing that. Man, they hate men. This is tough. This is tough, man. Which is why I find it funny how we've been conditioned to hate racism. Now, first, okay, hold on. I know. That was crazy. That was crazy. Obviously, like racism is bad. I'm not gonna say we need racism and racism is a great thing, but I will say racism is a thing. Racism stems in beliefs that we have about people because of them belonging to a certain group, or I guess for being literal with the word, their race. So we all have bias. How you act on those, I think that that's, you know, different. You can think and feel or whatever. Like, I mean, we do it every day. We do it every day when we're professional. When you go to work, you find a way to be fucking professional. Even I find a way to be what I consider professional. Like, you find a way to turn off whatever it is that you think enough. We sell our souls for 8 hours a day minimum. I would like to just tell the truth in my real life, you know, in the other 16 hours, 16 plus hours or whatever that people have. I would love to be able to just be authentic, be true, instead of putting on the, and people are, it's so bad now. People don't even understand that it's a facade. Like, there's nothing real about you. Because if you're well liked, everybody loves you, like, you're fake. I've said this before, I've talked about this before, but you're fake. You're not genuine. You're not I'm not saying everybody needs to hate you or you should love hate. No. But if it's just all love everywhere, bro, you 9 times out of 10, like, you're live, and there's nothing wrong with that. Live with that. Hey, Drake, live with the inside his bubble. People lower than that. LeBron, live inside your bubble. I was not saying Drake's lower than LeBron. It just went in that order. I will. Well, I mean, for me, I mean. But anyway. I thought about this because one of my closest friends, 99.9% of my black friends or black people would consider them highly racist. But I know that's not true. Well, their definition of it. Better yet, because it's impossible for them to be the racist that you think they are and for us to be as close as we are. Like, I mean, if MySpace, like, yeah, hey, honestly, I forgot who I was talking about that with, but MySpace needs to, or some social media platform. Actually, I was thinking about that, but that would just cause chaos. But we, like, that was fire times. That was fire time. And act right. See, that's why I said last year, audit your friends. Shout out to Tom. Shout out to Tom. He was on to something. Now, granted, you know, it led to things and problems and issues, but it's good to know where. I think everybody should know where they stand with people. It's very awkward when, like, I've told this story before. When I was younger, my best friend, I went to his birthday party, Peter Piper Pizza. I get there, I'm like, hey, it's lit. This is my best friend. We at Peter Piper. It's a lock-in. We finna go crazy. We get there. He introduced me to this little white boy. He's like, oh, yeah, this is so-and-so. He's my best friend. I'm just like, huh? What? What are you talking about? Oh, like, that's like your school best friend? Like, okay, I get that. We don't go to the same school. Like, what do you mean? Like, that's my best friend. And I mean, we ended up being friends because, I mean, you know, we ended up growing up together to a degree. But it was, you know, that I remember that introduction to this day, 25 years later. Like, yo, what do you mean you're from? So anyways, it's good to know where you rank with someone. It's yeah, you know, that's all. But he's one of my closest friends and y'all consider him, you know, highly racist. And, like, you know, I think we have some of the truest conversations. I can bullshit with my what I would consider some close friends or close, maybe even closer friends. Well, actually, no, I don't bullshit with anyone closer. So, yeah, like, we can carry on conversation, but, like, it's nothing real. My real conversations is with the quote unquote racist. It's hilarious. It's hilarious to me because we live in the real world, because it's not, I hate you because you're this. I hate you because people like you do this. If you're so too sensitive to separate the two, and if it's something that's valid, and it's something that even you acknowledge, yes, my people do this. But you know, that's just too much, I guess, logically and critical thinking and whatever. And just to shut down completely because of somebody's identity or race is. Now, you can feel plenty of ways about it. You can feel however you want about it, but that's how they've chosen to live your life. It does not affect yours at all. Like, and it's a long relationship. Like, it's been like one of my closest friends. And then there's people that, yeah, I'm not going. I just don't understand how the 90s, we were all, well, majority of the listeners in this podcast, we were all born in the 90s. So we kind of grew up in this. We have some memories of it, but obviously we are by far the first pussy generation. But, well, actually, no, I think we might be the last real. Yeah, sorry, Alan. Alan, maybe. Regardless. Yeah, no, it's clearly. Or maybe every generation feels that about the other. That's possible as well. Shout out to Mr. Beast. If you haven't seen his video, which you probably have, it has like 100 million views already, but he had this challenge with ages 1 through 100 who could stay in a room the longest. Fucking exhilarating. It takes you through all the. This nigga, hey, I don't cry. I don't cry much. It's like 2 days a year where it's about a 50% chance, but like I really don't be crying much. That it takes you like, well, a better yet, like watching a movie. Like I think it's weird while you're watching a movie and you start crying. I'm like, or watching TV and you're like, what this, bro? Like, I don't understand. That Mr. B, I wasn't balling or nothing, but and I was fighting. I was like, nigga, you not about to take hell no. But anyway, you notice the differences in generations. During that was the reason that I brought that up. I'm trying to figure out how we got here, because the 90s were the way that they were because of our parents and their parents. So what changed within? I feel like our parents were like the generation that just. But I don't know what happened. Well, that's an entirely different conversation. But this has nothing to do with this whole. Well, oh shit, whoever run this shit, that's some next level shit. Okay, all right, well, it's just crazy. Like, you know how you see the memes all the time, like the generation that grew up on South Park. Yeah, I guess we are the first pussy generation, because like the generation that grew up on South Park is so fucking sensitive about everything. I don't understand. We watched this when we were kids. Like, you would think that shapes us, like all the bullshit that you say, systematic. Systematic oppression is a real thing. I just think that we are identifying the wrong system, but I ain't having that conversation today. I'm not going to do that. Maybe I would do that on Spotify, which, you know, I mean, hey, I should probably do less advertisements for that. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of racism, bigotry, well, that's similar things, homophobia, sexism, because that's all realism. All we've done is taken those terms that have been reality for centuries, millennia, and we have gotten enough people together, which is why I always say, whenever I'm having my political conversation with my political friends, like. Which we might have to start tapping into more now that we're about to get to an election season. But in those conversations, they want, well, this is what it should be. And I'll just like, well, I don't agree, but, you know, this is a democracy. So if you get your numbers up, and they're getting their numbers up in a way that, you know, I don't agree with, but they're playing the game. They're winning the game. It is what it is. Now, the way that they're playing the game, I mean, your number's not going to grow that way. Again, that's another conversation, but your number's not going to grow that way. But in the conversations that I have with them, get your numbers up. So, if the racist white man that you're so afraid of really exists and really wants to get his shit off, all he ought to do is have kids and keep having kids and raising him that way. The problem is, the people that you're accusing of being that, they grow up in the same world we grow up in. You know plenty of good anybody. Hey, you could have your bias towards any race. You know plenty of good people that are that race. So it's racism is real, but it's also not. Well, again, racism exists, but there's another ism that's on top of that one that I have spoken about, which is the real one. That's the real one. Because when you have that, you can control all of that. So if you really are quote unquote racist. Maybe you're not racist. Maybe these are just the people that can afford to be here. Oh shit, I gave it away. I gave it away. So the
Miami Heat lost game six. Jason Tatum went crazy. Jaylen Brown, he was doing his thing. Derek White, yeah, I forgot Derek White with that play. It was crazy. Came back down from 0-3. I mean, now granted, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. If they're really trying to, I really want them. Fuck the rumors. Fuck the rumors. Just treat it like COVID. Just treat it like COVID. If it's believable, just because it's believable doesn't make it true, but it's believable. And enough people have been proven to be susceptible to believe anything. So, Jimmy Butler is Michael Jordan's son. Get that shit off. If that's the, like, I think that if they want me to be invested in that, like, hey, fuck it, Jimmy, drop 69 in the garden. Drop 69 in the, or 63 in the garden like your dad. 69 career high, but you know, I'm just saying, like, go, well, it also is, well, that number, but I honestly, I wasn't being dirty, but that's only when, you know, Jeff's here, but anyway, if the Miami Heat are going to win, I would want it to be because of Jimmy Butler doing something amazing. I really don't like Jimmy Butler, but he makes it extremely difficult because he played, looking at the box score, an awful game last night, an absolutely awful game until the fourth quarter. It blows my fucking mind when he does this shit. It blows my mind because it literally looks like Michael Jordan. It's very upsetting. Like, I've only seen that. And again, y'all know Kobe's my favorite player. I've only seen what I consider to look exactly like. And I mean, I didn't live it. I'm a historian of the game. I've seen a lot of Michael Jordan. And I've obviously watched a lot of Kobe. And I see, like, you know, all the highlights that we've all seen where they go back to back and everything with, like, just their moves and highlights and everything. Yeah, I've seen it. Dwayne Wade from 09 to 11 was the closest thing to Michael Jordan, in my opinion. Closest thing I ever seen from 09 to 11. And moments in that fourth quarter, I saw that from Jimmy Butler. It pisses me off. He's more than capable of having a 50-60 and just ruining what the Boston Celtics have done. At the same time, I'm not rooting for the Boston Celtics, but something in me, I should have wrote that down. I should have actually, let me see if I can remember it, because I haven't really spoke upon it yet, or actually I did, but I didn't put that episode out, but pretty much I guess I'll go into depth about that another time, but it's good for the game to have a international player in the finals, especially with the direction the game's gone. I could be wrong, but I'm just going off the top of my head. The last time there's been a prominent, like, face of the team, number one player. Okay, well, Giannis. So, okay, my fault. Giannis. But other than that, Dirk, 2011? Yes? Like, it's like, we knew Dirk was nice, though, but Dirk was from the 90s. Like, there was a few, but the numbers are getting higher and higher and higher, and the players are getting better and better and better, and look at the All-NBA. Like, it's the game's turning. The game's turning. We got the numbers, which is why it's still the USA, but the top of the top, the 1%, it's becoming very diluted. And I think it's good for the NBA to tap into that, especially international guys down the pipeline. Obviously, the number one pick in the draft this year is more than likely going to be Victor from France. Tides is turning. And having, you know, Jokic, the face of that team, with the Denver Nuggets, and having, you know, being established as he is, but needing that championship to, you know, somewhat validate him, going against a, like, I'm thinking about it from the NBA standpoint. So the Nuggets have clinched, or like they're in, and it's like, okay, Nuggets and Heat, that's going to be seen as pure basketball. Like, if you're a basketball fan, you're going to love this. This is pure basketball. But with the Celtics in, there's narratives and agendas and yada, yada, yada. But I think that is the perfect way to usher in, because we always consider our time period to be what matters, what's current, and everything, obviously, because this is the period of time that we live. What we've seen is what we've seen. The greatest of all time is just the greatest of enough people that are talking about it during the time period that they live. And then whatever story is told, and so on and so on and so on. 300 years from now, it would be some fucking dude from Croatia. Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. The only reason I think this way is because of 2K associations. Like, I be getting deep. I be getting deep. 2080, 2090 and shit. Hey, I be getting deep sometimes. I be having to take some breaks. I haven't touched it in quite a while, actually. And now I'm thinking about it. But anyway. It's thinking about time in that way. This could be the, because looking at what the Celtics have done as of late, they're not dominating as far as championships. Well, shit, they ain't won a championship, but as far as being a massive contender in the East, I mean, they've been in the conference finals the past 3 years or 2 years. Obviously made it to the finals last year and had the opportunity to come back from 0-3. Like, that's and Jason Tatum, and like his career alone, he's been in the conference finals like 4 or 5 times, right? Like, this team is, they're young, but they're also like clearly proving to be the cream of the crop in the Eastern Conference. And I'm not saying we're going to see like old times, but time is secular. We never thought we would see somebody average a triple double. Russell Westbrook. LeBron breaking the scoring title, something that hadn't been done 38 years ago. Like, I mean, that's basically a generation of time. Like, just we're seeing things happen that we never thought would be seen. Who's to say the Celtics aren't back to being the dominant Celtics like Bill Russell's time? Again, not saying they're going to win 11 championships, but I mean, they look at the run that they've had, hell, at least since Jason Tatum. And honestly, it starts before Jason Tatum. Honestly, like, I forget that year with Isaiah, 2016. Anyway, Celtics versus the up and coming international splash. I think that's good for the NBA. I'm not saying the NBA is doing anything in this. I actually, like, I've been paying attention to every series since the Warriors Lakers series, which even makes it even more flagrant, but I'm not going to go there. It's the Eastern Conference in general is called much tighter. Well, I mean, not tighter. I'm sorry. They let them play more. Sorry. They let them play more. Which is funny enough, they didn't really let them play much, which was last night, which was, interesting, but the free throw discrepancy wasn't, I wouldn't say, enough to fucking, like, I mean, hell, they gave Jimmy Butler the game, essentially. Anyway, Marcus Smart took that crazy ass shot. But anyway, and I do believe, I will always deep down believe in another timeline, the Philadelphia 76ers, which would have been led by an international star, as well as to, appease the Americans. We got James Harden. And then going against the Golden State Warriors. Hell, it could have even been the Lakers, but I think, I mean, obviously, Golden State. So this is interesting. They're going this direction because this is going to be tough for me rooting for Bruce Brown, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Blake Griffin. I won't root for a Celtic. That's gonna be tough. That's gonna be tough having to watch. If it's Nuggets Celtics, that's gonna be tough. But if it's Nuggets and Heat, like, it's easier to watch, but the long term ramifications hurt more. They hurt more. Unless Michael Porter Jr. just goes fucking crazy, then that's validation. But anyway, that was a nice little break from the fraudulent slip from earlier. Anyway, how do you measure love? So this was a conversation I was trying to have with Jeff. If you listen again, If you just pick your spots and which episodes you want to listen to, first of all, appreciate you for listening. Listen to all the episodes, any episodes. Hell, might even log on to Spotify. The 03 Spurs
are a very interesting bunch. And it's, you know, the NBA kind of let them get their shit off because, you know, that was kind of the factory of the international players that came into the league. And, you know, I guess, you know, Texas, you know, obviously ate from that. Anyway. So this is a soap opera. This is a soap opera. If you miss one episode, you're going to be lost forever. But in the last episode that we had with Jeff, I asked him, can you still love someone but accept that they're no longer a part of your life? Now, I should have acknowledged that that was not the right time, place, or person to ask that question to. Person for different reasons. But you know, we had an interesting conversation about it. But, you know, I thought about it deeper, and I'm thinking, how does one measure their love? This might have to be a Spotify. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go Spotify for that. I'm gonna have to go Spotify. Yeah. Well, the last thing, I was thinking the other day, and I figured something out, something that's pretty obvious when I say it, but maybe it's not, you know, maybe you haven't thought about it in the same way I have, whatever. But the law is subjective. Like, you can literally be caught in 4K doing something. And if 12 people see that and still say, yeah, no, then life is GTA. Or, well, can be GTA, which is where that other system that I was talking about. But, oh, shit, I did it again. God damn it. There's the fucking, what was that song with the guy when they were fucking, oh no, that wasn't yet. Ah, yeah, Memorial Day is coming up. Shout out Memorial Day. Shout out to all the veterans. RIP Uncle Michael. Oh, yeah, there's that topic. So, can we have a serious conversation about female rap? Why do they do it? Like honestly, why do they do it? Like, I, you know what? This is my fault. The reason why I say this is my fault is I don't hang around women that listen to rap. Female rap. Well, honestly, rap. It's weird to me. Like y'all, why don't women like just be listening to like soft shit all the time? Like, I'd like, or maybe, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, you know, R&B and shit. But like, feel like there's so many female R&B artists out there. Like, they got that. They killing that. And I'm just like, how are you, like, what is bringing these, I mean, God, this is ridiculous. Like, these women sound like niggas. And I'm just like, but they sound like niggas, but they talking about they shit. And I'm just like, why would, like, you literally, I'm trying to understand it business-wise. Like, I would think you're turning off a whole demographic. Like, if you're a man listening to some of these female rappers, like, what? I can understand you being a fan of a female rapper. Hey, obviously, I'm a fan of like half the WNBA. I don't watch that shit. I like basketball. I'm not going to watch that shit. No. I mean, I am sorry, but I was trying to find a way to correct it. But like, because like, honestly, like, here's the thing. Like, I like basketball, which is why I honestly did not think that I was going to continue watching the playoffs. But I did. I found ways to not be engaged, but, you know, it was there. And I've tried to do that with WNBA games. And it's not because I don't know their names. Like a lot of their names are in the back of my mind. Like, oh, Vandersloot. Like, yeah, I don't know where she went to school. Like, I could tell you where like the middle linebacker of some like team. Like, you know what I mean? I could tell you where the fucking third string guard. Like, you know, like, but yeah, no, I don't remember where she went to school. Like, I remember some of these girls' names, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what she's doing. Oh, okay, yeah. And like last night, like Breonna Stewart, oh, she had a monster game. Like she went crazy. Like they're talking to like I'm watching the highlights. I'm like, all right, yeah, she doing what I remember her to be capable of doing. But then I'm looking at her stats and they're just like, yeah, she went crazy talking about the entire time. She had 21 points, like 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks. What other stats are there? Like she had like over 3 or 4 of like every statistical category. And I'm just like, I mean, like, yeah, like that's a amazing ass DraftKings lineup, but like I grew up watching Andrei Kirilenko. Like not watching him, but like I like he would do this often. Like and he's doing this at the highest level. Like, he's doing this in playoff games. He's doing this at the highest level. And he was like barely ever an all-star, anything serious in his career. And they're talking about Breonna Stewart, one of the best players in the WNBA, doing this. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I like tacos. That doesn't mean I'm gonna get my tacos from Jack in the Box. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Maybe when what's her name? Caitlin Clark comes in and if she's still doing all the same shit, which honestly, don't think she will, because I mean, I thought Kelsey Plum was going to do the same things. I thought Asia Wilson was going to do the same things. And yes, they just won a championship or whatever. I thought Sabrina Ionescu was going to do the same things. I thought Deanna Taurasi was going to do that. I thought Brittany Griner was going to be Wilt Chamberlain. And maybe she is, and I'm just not paying attention to the WNBA at all. But like, bro, what are we doing? Like, I'm sorry, I can't. I can't. I want to, but I can't. Maybe I could have if Gigi was here, but they did that, so. Okay. Yeah, I think we should call that an episode, guys. Might actually have a so I guess I'll end with this. I don't want to keep my hopes up, or I don't want to get my hopes up, and I don't want to get y'all's hopes up, but there's a possibility that we might be having a bit of a reunion very soon. And I'm also thinking that there's also a possibility that we, again, don't want to get my hopes up, but are able to begin to branch out. Let's put it that way. Yeah. We have an opportunity to possibly begin to branch out. So continue rocking with this. Trust me, there's a plan. There's a method to the madness. Sometimes you shout out to Alan with Cruise Control, but sometimes you take the scenic. But you know, as long as you get to your destination, it all works out. So